thank goodness. I haven't heard about Matt Rife in a couple days.
Wow, well, you're here for it. I noticed if he wears a beanie, he's not that attractive. It's all about hair and smile, dude. Anyway,
I'm fucked on the hair one.
I'm doing great. The camera died because it was hot. I put a piece of Mylar on my window, and we're curious if we're going to get pulled over for that. I'm going into Texas. Matt has weed on him. I don't know why. It's always you, dude.
There's two of us in the car. One of us smokes weed. The guy that doesn't is the one with the weed.
That's usually how it goes.
Just like you're going to be the one that gets pulled over for drinking and driving.
Yeah.
Even though you're the one that doesn't drink.
Which is what we were going to talk about.
Yes.
Okay, so I got pulled over. I can't remember what year it was, but Mila had... Well, I guess Mila was like one or two, so probably about 5-6 years ago. Mila had just gotten a gun as a Christmas present from my parents. My parents...
a gun?
They get every one of their grandkids a .22, the little cricket.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really smart thing to do. It seems weird, like, why do you get a one-year-old a gun? But you go, who knows what the gun laws will be by the time they're 18. So, they got one, guaranteed. And
right.
then they can... I can take them shooting. I don't have to. Mila barely light. Like, she's not really into guns. But she owns a gun. And it's not illegal to do that in Oklahoma, which is cool. But anyway, I was coming home from picking up that gun at my mom's house the day after Christmas, which is not New Year's Eve. It was about 2 in the morning. We took two cars. I picked up the gun, and because I was driving my old 89 Mercedes, I had Brandy take the kids in the comfy car so they could possibly fall asleep, because you're not going to fall asleep in the 89 anything. And all I had on me was my gun and that gun. And I hadn't even started smoking weed at this point, so I knew, like, I was within all legal shit. I wasn't worried about the law at all.
Right.
Got pulled over. The guy asked if I knew why he pulled me over, which is my favorite question. And I was like, actually, usually I could tell you. This time, I have no idea why you're pulling me over. And he goes, well, I don't appreciate that kind of answer. And I was like, oh, fuck. It's going to be one of these days. And he goes, well, back there, you crossed over the line a couple times. You were swerving. And I was like, I would agree with you and just go along with it. But when I left my mom's house, I pulled out and I saw you right behind me leaving that gas station. And as all people do, when I know there's a cop behind me, I drove perfect. And I can, this is the first time in a long time I can tell you for sure that couldn't have happened. That being said, if you want to just, you know, check, make sure I haven't been drinking and driving, whatever, that's all cool. He goes, well, that's the reason I pulled you over. I figured, you know, you went over in the other lane, you didn't signal. And I was like, well, we just established I didn't. Also, if I didn't, why would I signal? But, like, that's cool. And he goes, well, it looked like, you know, looked like you were driving a little erratically. We'll just say that. And I was like, okay, I'll give you that one. I was driving erratically. Cool. Wasn't speeding, didn't break any laws, though. We can agree on that. He's like, yeah, you didn't break any laws. You just kind of were, you know, swerving around in the lane a little. And he keeps, like, every time I correct him, he's with me. So I was like, oh, cool, we're fine. 45 minutes later... he's got 1, 2, 3 other squad cars there. He was by himself. The two guys up here, two guys over there, and the two guys behind him, all, it was 2 to a car. So I have either a total of 7 cops or a total of 5 cops. I can't remember for sure. I think it was 2 more cars in the front. One, there's a lot of cops is the point.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm going to ask you to step out of the vehicle now. And I was like, oh, we were killing time. I didn't know we were killing time. So he's waiting till all his backup arrives because I'm dangerous. And I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, that's fine. So as
this guy must have heard.
that's what I'm thinking. I was like, so as I told you earlier, I have the Glock on my right hip. Do you want me to take that off or keep that on? He goes, I'd like you to take that off and take the bullet out of the chamber if you don't mind. And I was like, I'll take it off and set it on the dash, no problem. I really don't want to be fiddling with it with you right there with your gun pointed at me and me doing this. I don't know. That could look bad. One of these guys might get a little jumpy. If you want, I can hop out of the car. You can take it off, set it on the roof, cuff me, whatever. I don't mind. And he's like, no, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and take that gun out. Take it out of the holster. Set the holster on the dash. Take the magazine out. And if there's one in the chamber, why don't you take the one in the chamber out? And I was like, okay, so my options right now are probably get shot or maybe get shot. And I was like, all right, cool. Good thing I'm white. Here we go. And I did it. I did exactly what he said. And he goes, all right, now can you step out of the vehicle? And I was like, of course, no problem. Step out of the vehicle. He goes, can you stand in front of the vehicle? I was like, sure, no problem. Keep my hands. I just got my hands not like above my head, like just kind of out.
Right.
Where
yeah.
they can see everything.
In plain view.
Just here. I was like, yep, yeah, no problem. You want over here? And I didn't. I never moved my hands like below my nipples. I was like, over here, up front. Stand in front of the car. He goes, all right, now what we're going to do is call a field sobriety test. I was like, I've heard of it. Don't know why you want to do it. And he goes, could you just play along for me? And I was like, yeah, you know, that seems to be the safe bet. With all these guys are pointing guns at me. Everybody's pointing a gun at me. I'm supposed to do a field sobriety test. And I'm like,
all
right, cool.
They were all, they really had.
Everybody had their gun drawn. Every single one of them except him. He didn't have his gun drawn at that point. He holstered it to do the field sobriety test. I have multiple cops surrounding me, guns drawn, fingers on the trigger. I check because I'm paranoid. I was in the parking lot of like Gene Burke Auto Glass over by
yeah.
32. It's a well-lit parking lot. I thought that was a nice place to pull over to be polite. But yeah, the problem with well-lit is I could see everybody's fucking finger on the trigger. I'm like, God! I don't know what their training says, but my finger's straight until I know I need my finger on the trigger. Like, if somebody broke into my house, one time somebody tried to break into my house, my finger was straight until I popped around the corner and then I put it on the trigger just in case. And I had already checked to make sure all my family members were where they belong, so I couldn't be like, okay, what if it's Brandy?
Right.
But it turns out somebody tried to break into my house. They failed. Luckily, it just set the alarm off because I had that sliding back door that like they clicked it out. But the point is, when you're about to fire, I don't know what military or police training says, but when you're like, when somebody's doing a fucking field sobriety test, the odds of you needing to shoot them are basically zero.
Yeah.
So I would think if you have your gun drawn, finger straight seems like a good middle ground. I would say just have your hand on your gun if you're really worried about it. Like, because that doesn't make me nervous at all, because I understand they're probably nervous. But anyway, I do the field sobriety test. It's like 1 foot in front of the other. I don't even think he had me touch my nose. I know he mentioned some stuff. He's like, oh, looks like you're good to go. And I was like, okay, thank you. And he goes, so do you know why I did that? And I was like, I assume because you said I was driving erratically. He goes, no, because you were driving erratically. And I was like, okay, so we'll just agree to disagree. You had me do a field sobriety test because you thought I was intoxicated. He goes, well, you can't be too careful. It's 2 a.m. It's New Year's Eve. And I was like, it's not New Year's Eve. And I shouldn't have said that. It was the 26th of December. It's nowhere near New Year's Eve. I mean, we got 4 or 5 days left. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you should know what day it is. You're a cop.
You said, I'm going to need you to put your gun on the hood. I'm going to go ahead and give you a field sobriety test right now because you're acting erratic.
I'm thinking he might be a little drunk.
You don't know the date.
That was the thing. I was like, maybe I'm tripping, but I'm pretty sure it's the 26th. He goes, sir, it's New Year's Eve. You're driving. You're driving this car down this road. I'm like, yeah, clearly. What other road? Fucking that road? It was the craziest shit. I was such a dick about everything.
You said, I would understand you being mad at me if I was driving your car down this road.
Yeah, that would make total sense. Yeah. I stole a cop car. I'm probably
100%.
Drunk.
Yeah, you should pull me over.
We went in circles over all this shit, and he basically told me, you know, I was in the wrong, and I was lucky for getting let go. He spotted the gun in the back at some point. That's when the guns came out. I forgot I left that part out. He saw the gun in the back, the pink 22 Cricket that is in the back seat with a fucking trigger lock on it in a box. Like, it could have just been a box. He didn't even know.
Right.
But I told him. He was like, oh, what's back there? I was like, oh, that's right. I forgot. I did pick that. That's my daughter's gun. He was like, oh, okay. But the whole thing was, like, it was insane. I did a field sobriety test. I did all that shit. And then he gave me a written warning for, I think it was, like, exiting a lane without signaling or something. It was something I'd never seen anybody get a warning for. Threw the warning in the trash. Got home, showed Brandy. It was like, this was dumb. Told her about it. Threw it in the trash. The next day, I was tattooing the new captain or chief or something's wife. And I was like, you said your husband's a cop, right? Did they just release a bunch of trainees or something? She goes, yeah, why? And I was like, dude. Told her the whole story. She goes, did you save the warning? I was like, no, it was a written warning. I figured just throw it away. Like, I don't have to do anything. She goes, well, it had his badge number, his name, his squad car, and it would also, like, we have, he could pull a list and know everybody that was at that call and then talk to him about it, and he would have probably got fired. And I was like, oh. So now I save all kinds of shit. I save receipts for fucking gum. I'll be like, dude, y'all save that. I might need it for my taxes or to prove that I wasn't drunk. But at some point during the stop, I said I've never drank in my life, and he just fucking got really angry at that. And that was, like, the initial, like, I think I've developed a bit of a chip on my shoulder about, like, I kind of want to tell people now. Like,
yeah.
No, I've literally never fucking intentionally drank alcohol. But at the same time, most of the time, I'm still doing the thing I do where I'm just like, no, thank you. Like, but the idea of getting a DUI was making me laugh. I was almost for about, once we were like 30, 40 minutes into the situation, I was thinking it'd be really fucking cool if I got a DUI. I went in, they couldn't get a breathalyzer, couldn't get a blood test, and I could prove to them I hadn't drank any alcohol, and I could sue the city for, like, I don't know, hit them with $1 million, and then out of court they're going to give me 10 G's to shut up. I'll take the 10 G's. Also, dude, I tattooed a lady that was a secretary at the, we'll say Comanche County, but the sheriff's department. She was, like, some kind of clerical worker. And she said, if you threaten a lawsuit and file anything, they will just give you 10 grand to shut you up. She said, people do it. She was like, we probably pay out $10,000 every week or two to somebody that said, police brutality, I got an attorney, whatever. All you have to do is know an attorney that's willing to say, yeah, we'll go after them as long as you pay me and pay them the retainer, and you're going to get at least 10 grand. And I was like, so that's where all the taxes that small businesses are having.
No wonder our streets are fucked up.
Our streets are fucked up because y'all are giving it all away. But yeah, that was a fun time. Now, I'm really curious, like, have you heard about anybody getting a weed DUI yet?
No.
Like, they threaten it all the time. It's on billboards. There's okay,
is it just an officer's judgment?
They have an expert at every, I don't know, literally every, but most police stations have a guy that, he's got a fun name, all the cops tell me about him. I've offered $1,000 to multiple people if they can tell if I'm high or not. And that's because that's their job. None of them will take the $1,000. Not a bet. Not, I'll bet you $1,000. If you can, $1,000. They don't want to be proven wrong so bad that they won't.
They
won't even attempt it for $1,000. And, like, no offense, but they're not getting paid enough that they should turn down $1,000. Because I would jump on $1,000.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody was like, if you can drop in off a half pipe, I'd be like, all right, hold on. I could break my arm. You know, what's the harm in this? It's literally just your ego. The only thing that could get hurt is your ego and police reputation. But I don't think they can.
So you've offered this to people that this is their job?
So I offered it vicariously.
If you're just offering this to anybody.
No, I wouldn't.
I'll take you up on it, and I'll just wait until.
You have a 50-50 chance.
No. I'll wait until 10 minutes after I see you smoke, and I'll go, hey, I'd like to go ahead and take that bet now.
No, so
I like to hedge my bets.
The conditions I gave him was, and I told one cop directly, and then told one guy to tell his buddy. Never heard back.
Right.
Told two guys to tell their guy at their department. Because one guy, he told me, if you don't go down Lori Tatum, you get pulled over for having a joint in your car. You'll go to federal prison because it's Indian property.
Right.
And I was like, y'all actually, like, give a fuck, though? He goes, oh, yeah. I arrest people once a week for that. I was like, you arrest people every week for fucking weed? He's like, yeah, it's illegal. Shouldn't be stupid. And I was like, I don't know if you're stupid for not. Like, let's say you're from, I don't know,
now,
Anadarko. You still, when you come to law, you don't know Lori Tatum Road's fucking regulated by the tribe.
Right, so what cop is this that's telling you they do that?
He's a tribal cop.
Okay.
He lost his job as a tribal cop, and now has a job as a different cop. I don't want to throw it. He probably will watch this. So, but
yeah, it would have to be a tribal cop that does
that. Yeah, no, or any kind of like federal DEA or something, I would assume. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if, I think game wardens also can patrol federal land.
They probably can, but I know there's a lot of myths about the jurisdictional things and the rights that they have. Like, a lot of people believe they don't have to have a warrant to come in your house if they're a game warden. And that's definitely not true. Like, they have to have a warrant for the same things anybody else would have.
Yeah, I've never heard they don't have to have a warrant to come in your house, but I have heard that, like, a game warden can impound all of your shit.
I think that's true.
If they see a spotlight, if you get pulled over and they see a spotlight in your passenger floorboard, mm-hmm. that is something that's used for poaching.
Right.
I'm now going to take your spotlight, your gun that's in the back, your truck, I can take all of this.
I think that's true, and I think they have the right to do that. I'm guessing it's not going to hold up in court a lot of times.
Right.
But I'm guessing you're right that they can do that. Because they do have a weird amount of power in certain things.
Yeah.
Because they kind of, It's a different thing.
Here's something else I've always... This is another cop thing that I've heard that I'm not 100% sure. I've heard that Texas Rangers have the same jurisdiction as FBI. U.S. Marshals.
And
like,
yeah,
can go anywhere
been
in the United
they actually
States.
They have the most jurisdiction of any agency. I don't know if that's true either, but I've heard the same. I've heard they literally have more than or as much as FBI, U.S. Marshals, DEA. Like,
which is kind of weird.
I think they have jurisdiction on, like, well, it is, but.
I mean, they're just a state police. Why do they have jurisdiction everywhere?
Because they're the oldest state police, maybe? Because it was like maybe the laws were written before all kinds of lines were drawn. Before, like, maybe. Because Texas is a pretty old state. I don't know. But I also don't know if Texas is a pretty old state. It just seems old.
Yeah. Well, and,
I mean, I know that's one of the oldest, like, that and U.S. Marshals, I think, are, like, two of the oldest police departments or agencies or whatever that exist. Like, the DEA is relatively new. Like, I think they were formed in, like, I want to say 60s, 70s.
That makes sense.
Like, right, Reagan type shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they were
just say no.
Fucking weed. You're going to get out there and do the R word in somebody's V hole if you do the weed. I don't know if you've ever watched all the propaganda videos, but I'm trying to not say words that are going to get us in trouble on YouTube. I'm trying to learn that. And I also want my kids to be able to watch this.
Right.
But another fun cop thing, I tattooed a game warden, and he outed his brother-in-law, who was a OBN cop, as an undercover OBN cop. I had tattooed this guy for like a year and a half. He knew everything about the oil field. He just talked about how he worked in the oil field. Every time I asked him any questions about anything, he'd be like,
what's OBN?
Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics. So they're our like DEA for state, basically.
Right.
Very, very strong undercover presence in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
His job, I don't want to give away too many of his secrets because he's a really cool guy, but I'll just say he's no longer undercover. But when he was undercover, his job was just to buy meth. That's all he did. He just buy meth over and over and over. He said he'd buy a little bit, and then he'd buy a little bit more, and he'd establish a pattern based off, they would ask meth heads, like, hey, how often do you use, like, do you smoke it, do you snort it, whatever. The first thing he did when he enrolled for this job was learn to cook meth. He said that he learned to cook meth, like, as soon as you're done with all your basic, like, here's how guns work type shit.
Right.
Like, they were like, specific training, learn to cook meth, day one, because you have to know.
Right.
And then
if it comes up in conversation,
learn everything
you're gonna be able
about
to say
meth.
Something.
And then we're going to learn the patterns that meth users usually buy in. And you're going to buy in those patterns, and then you're going to randomly disappear. And then you're going to buy in those patterns because that's what they do. And you're going to be a meth head. And he was like, he had a very specific piece of clothing, an accessory he always wore when he's buying meth. And he said, I don't want to say it on here because it's like, it might be a dead giveaway and fucking up for cops. But I was like, now that you say that, I've never seen anybody who's not a meth head wearing one.
I can't wait until this is...
It's really basic.
Off camera, so that you can... But it sounds like something intriguing.
It's stupid.
It'll stick out in my head to be
it's
like...
It's so dumb.
Hey, yeah, you're right.
But yeah, it did for me. I was like, yeah, I mean, unless they're 12. So it was that. He had like an accessory he always wore. He would buy meth over and over, and then eventually he'd earn the trust of a meth dealer, and he'd go, hey. And he's agreed to do a podcast with us, by the way, if you want to.
Awesome.
He goes, hey, is there any way I could get a little bit more? Would it bother you as long as I stay out of your area if I could just get a little bit more at this price and just see if I could sell it for a small profit? And if I can, then you sell it to me for, you know, give me a bold discount. And they'd always say yes. And then he'd start pretending he's selling it and just buy more and more. And the reality is, if you're a meth dealer and this goes on and you're smart enough to outsmart the cops have spent $20,000 on meth with you before they can bust you. So they're kind of paying the meth dealers. But he said he would go do all that and he would just repeatedly keep buying and then he'd buy bigger amounts. And he's like, it takes like a year or so. And then you go meet their dealer and then you meet their dealer's dealer. He said the highest he's ever got is El Paso border liquid meth in Tide containers coming across the border. He's never gotten where did it come from across the border. He's gotten all the way back to when it enters the States.
Right.
And I was like, that's fucking nuts. And his stupid brother-in-law came in and got a tattoo and was like, hey, you know he's a cop, right? And I was like, no, he works in the oil field. He's like, nah, he's a cop. And I was like, I've done two sleeves on this motherfucker. He's works in the oil field. Unless you're talking about a different one. And I gave him first and last name. He's like, no, that's the guy. And I was like, described him perfectly. He's like, yeah, he's a... And then his wife slaps him on the arm and he goes, oh. Yeah, he works undercover, doesn't he? I'm sorry. I was like, oh my God. We got people like that working as game wardens, and we got this fucking James Bond motherfucker. Like, if you met this guy, you'd be like, definitely doesn't look like James Bond, but he's very impressive. He's very good at his job. He takes it very serious. Now I don't even know. I know he works for the prison system doing something similar. But we should have him on as a guest. And he said as long as we can disguise him in a way that it doesn't affect work.
Right.
Like just, he wouldn't even have to really change his voice. He could just kind of, like, if it was me, I'd just talk like this, you know, just add a little,
Yeah.
That sounds like a motorboat with some small titties. Hey, do you know how to get to Bowie?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me where I need to go?
Just go like, I'm Fort Worth, right? You're going to Fort Worth.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And then we'll run into it.
All right. This is good entertainment for the internet.
Yeah.
It's your turn to talk for sure. We don't have a dog collar, so.
But dog collar, I do like the idea of playing those games and stuff with the shot collar.
Yes.
I think that would be hilarious.
So, if I put this on YouTube, because there is a way to comment on Spotify, I think, but if I put this on YouTube, comment and tell us stuff you want us to do that's stupid. Like, can you explain the dog collar idea?
Yeah, so like playing a trivia game where the loser gets hit with the shot collar. Like we're wearing a shock collar, and you get asked questions. And here's one I think that we should do. My son and I watched a video last night on YouTube that was basically a citizenship test. Neither one of us fucking qualified.
I think that's true with all real Americans.
We should be deported.
I think the citizenship test should be, can you pass this test? You're not American. You passed. Get out of here. Like, what? Why do you know what your so-and-so did that.
Well, yeah.
I don't even know what questions are on it.
And we watched another one, and it was all U.S. history, but it was, it's amazing how much U.S. history is studied in other parts of the world.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck about other parts of the world.
Right, we just like, we don't know shit about the other parts of the world.
We do when you go, like, 6,000 years ago, but other than that, we don't.
This is no bullshit. I'm 41 years old. 10 years ago.
Nobody's shocked about
no,
that. If you said 58, they'd still believe you.
8 or 9 years ago, I thought Spain was in fucking South America.
You told me that? You're like, well, they speak Spanish?
Yeah. I had no idea that Spain was overseas.
Is in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know that.
I do too now. Because when I said it, everybody in my family looked at me like, you fucking retard.
All
right,
so
I just muffled me saying that because as it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, "Oh yeah,
not
we're supposed
time.
To be trying to clean it
I
up."
I say retarded the kids all the time because I say your friends are retarded. I say that to Asher at least once a week. Raylan's cool. Raylan was not cool a week ago, whenever the 4th of July was, but he's cool now. Shout out to Raylan.
Who's Raylan?
Neighbor kid that he went to Rib with us today, and he was like, "What is this white stuff?" I was like, it's fucking queso, dude, because I've never seen it.
You get queso at Rib Crib?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had, well, like...
But I mean, you know what queso is.
Yeah, I do know what queso is.
He was like,
is.
You put your chips in it? And I was like, yeah. It's cheese. He goes, huh, I'll try it. I was like...
That's sad.
Wait, I mean, he's skinny, you know? I don't know.
Skinny kid.
Kid's cool.
You don't get to eat very often.
This way.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
which is actually that way.
Do you remember any questions from the, I'm sure I'll do bad, but do you remember any questions from the citizenship thing?
Name the four presidents that are on Mount Rushmore.
Abraham Lincoln?
Yes.
Benjamin Franklin?
Yes.
Theodore?
No, not Benjamin
Franklin.
Oh, he
wasn't president.
Was not a president.
Theodore Roosevelt?
Yes.
Ted Bundy?
No.
I don't know.
George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, and Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. I would have got that eventually. Yeah. But no, I think of Ben Franklin as a president because he's the only person on money that's not a fucking president. Well, on bills. Second
right.
to he is on that dollar thing. But, like, when you get coins...
Susan B. Anthony's on it.
I think she was a president in something.
Yeah.
That's why I backed up and said on bills.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with change.
Okay, man, I'm trying to think of some other ones that were that I would also be able to tell you if you're right or wrong.
You can just ask. We can just assume I'm wrong.
What was what state has the is largest in area?
Alaska.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is crazy because of how big Texas is.
Texas is big. Alaska's like a country, dude. I don't know why. I mean, we also have like Puerto Rico and Guam and a bunch of territories that are like, they're not called states, but they're countries and territory, whatever the fuck. They're like a territory of the United States, but they identify as their own country. They have their fucking country flag and states and shit within them. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think America's a little too big. Like, the EU is pretty big, but each country is its own country, and they're small, but they work like states. Like, they're like, you can just drive through that bitch. I'm going to ask myself one.
Okay. Are you going to ask me?
No, I'm going to ask me.
Okay.
It's going to be a good one. What year was the Declaration of Independence signed? 1774, all right?
No.
Okay. But I know it was around, like, it was late or early. It was, like, August or it was, like, July 7th or something. It wasn't the date we celebrate. Some signature wasn't. I learned that on a podcast one time. Something happened a few days later.
1776.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know what the largest signature on the Declaration of Independence
probably
was?
Probably not John Hancock, because
it's John Hancock.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
why it's famous.
Oh.
Because other than that, can you tell me who John Hancock is?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
John Hancock was, he was a descendant of the Hancock legacy of royalty from England, actually. And they invented the ball cock that goes in toilets today. And they also invented hammers for guns, because that's why you call it caulking. They invented window caulk as well. Don't know why they threw the L in there. It's French. I don't have a fucking idea what you're I don't know. I'm just saying shit.
This is no bullshit. Sometimes it amazes me how quick you can just roll off the top of your head with absolute nonsense, and to the point where I'm like, I can't tell if he's being serious or not. Like, is this, like, random, useless information that he actually has, or did he just make all that bullshit up?
It's my favorite thing. But my friend Dakota will reference the fact that I have so much useless information that I, like, he's like, ask Andrew anything, he can tell you anything. He didn't know I was joking for, like, a year. Like, seriously, he told his girlfriend, when I met his girlfriend, he goes, the way I would describe Andrew is if you need to know how many whales are in the North Atlantic Ocean on a Tuesday that are over 40 years old, he'll have an answer for you. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know anything. And he's like, every time I say something, you give me a solid answer. And I'm like, you've believed all these
This guy's been banking on it.
He's been like, he's probably put money into stocks I made up.
What was the first United States national monument?
Was it that big Lincoln dude that's sitting on the thing?
No.
Oh.
I'll tell you this. It's a natural. Like, it's not man-made.
It's still a monument?
Yeah.
The cock ring in Oklahoma City? I have no idea.
Close. Devil's Tower in Wyoming.
Never even heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just a...
It's that big thing that's on pictures on every Apple product. It has a picture of Wyoming, and one of the things looks like a big...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a tall thing.
I like the arches out there. I've been meaning to go to... Wait, did you say Wyoming or Utah?
Wyoming.
Okay, never mind. I've been there. I've been meaning to go to Utah for like 5 years. I want to go hiking.
Terry said that Utah is probably one of the prettiest states he's ever been to.
I've heard that. I've heard the Pacific Northwest and Utah are the two I hear the most. And I've been to Seattle and I've seen like Mount Rainier and all that shit. I've been to Portland and Seattle. I have not, that I know of, been to Utah. I've probably been like Utah adjacent because I've been to like Arizona and whatever.
Yeah.
It's all that way. But I've never like gone on a trip to Utah. Also, they have the most Mormons, and I believe they have completely unregulated tattooing. Like, I know Arizona does. Arizona, like, you could tattoo, I could tattoo, doesn't make a difference. You can open a shop, don't
really
have to call anybody. Like, it might be by city and shit sometimes, but yeah, like, a girl that worked one of the conventions out there told me she saw somebody smoking cigarettes in the convention center while they were tattooing, and they didn't do anything about it. And I was like, okay.
Hmm.
There's some good and bad tattooers out there, though. Like, I think that's where James Strickland's from, and he's, like, amazing. But anyway.
What national park is on top of a volcano?
Yellowstone.
Yes.
Nailed it. Old Faithful, the geyser. I remember things. But yeah, they've actually talked about if that one blows, like, we're all fucked, right?
Yeah, it's like if it was to go, it could go off at like a 5.3 or something like that, which I'm assuming.
That's a big boy, I think. Because that's more than 2.3, so.
That is true.
By at least, that's about by 3.
Pretty close.
Yep.
Damn, you had your calculator out and everything.
Yep, I'm pretty good. I think my edibles just kicked in, dude.
When do you think?
I mean, I'm feeling great.
Technology. This is not an American history question.
Could be.
When technology made the leap from... Because think about this. I remember when it was amazing that there was a calculator on a watch. Or a light.
Oh, shit. You just push the button. I didn't think about that. But yeah, you could click the side of it and light up green. You'd be like, damn.
That was
good. Yeah.
Yeah, you showed it to people.
And I remember when I was a kid, I would use that like a flashlight. I got one.
Yeah.
I think I got it at a garage sale. But I would use it. It would be like a little green flashlight when it's dark, and you got to find where you stashed that picture from the Victoria's Secret thing that you stuffed in the toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
Because it's dark where you hide it.
It's like
I still don't want to tell my mom where it's at.
Oh, it's yours. I was curious how you knew that much about where I hid my shit.
Oh.
Was
it page 27?
We went from... No, no, no.
Oh.
I'm a little bit older than you, remember?
I used page 27.
I had Sears catalogs.
Ooh. Them some thick bitches in there too. Yeah. They had the big boobies.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that develops what you're into. Like, you gotta have big boobs after you do the Sears catalog.
Right.
Victoria's Secret, I liked rail thin bitches for a while.
Yeah. Here's what cracks me up is Wayne's like, ooh, she's got a nice ass. I'm like, that's bone. There's not an ass there.
She has a lack of ass.
Yeah.
I'm all about shape, not about size when it comes to butts.
Yeah.
Like every size.
Yeah, it can be small as long as there's something there.
It can be small or huge as long as it's the right shape.
Right.
I've seen some that, I don't know if they would fit in my trunk. And we got a whole PA system back there. But if they're shaped right.
Hope anyway, you got a big trunk because I'm going to put my bike in it.
Technology.
That's a
when
great
do
bike.
I think what happened?
Like, you remember, okay, so when that was the height of technology, we were like blown away by this. And now there's more computer memory on your phone than there was in the first ship that the first shuttle that went to outer space.
Yeah, like there was...
That was... I was a kid when the light...
Yeah.
And then we went from that to these.
The high-level universities that had computers and the government computers that we were aware of, at least, I think would be comparable to the shittiest iPhone, maybe, in storage. And not even half that in processing power. At that time, the best thing you could have would be a 2,500 square foot facility with 1,000 fucking air conditioners.
Yes.
And it would almost do a quarter of what my phone will do. iPhone 5 would do.
Maybe. Memory wise, not even be able to do what it does.
It couldn't do what it does. It had the same, a quarter of the memory, same processing.
Maybe. Right.
Or
but my mom, she was going to college when I was a kid. She was going to Cameron University. And she was a computer programmer. And so she got a job at the school, like while she was going to school there, and she ran the computer lab in the evenings. So as a kid, I would have to go up there and sit boring as hell.
Yeah.
And I remember there were all these rows of tables that had monitors, keyboards, and a mouse. And then there was a room right next to it that was full of all the servers it was 38 degrees in there.
Yeah. Because
otherwise they would get too hot. And
yeah, they would like blow it down to where it should be 38 degrees, but they would get really hot and they'd almost overheat. And
yeah.
It was a whole thing. It was like, they still have that to some extent. Like the servers that power like Amazon and Facebook and all the memory and all that
right.
shit. It still is somewhere. They have these huge, my dad told me to invest in it. It's the only reason I know. They have these huge warehouses that have, it'll be like the size of a Walmart. And it'll have a shitload of air conditioners. And the vents go in there very strategically. And I mean like the whole left side, whole right side, just giant commercial air conditioners. Whole roof, giant commercial air conditioners. They lease those buildings and setups because everything progresses so fast. They can go, okay, we don't want to maintain the air conditioner. We'll just throw that money away. But in like 20 years, we might not even need to cool it. So we're just going to say, fuck it, we're not investing in that. We'll let those companies do that. But if you invest in those companies 4 or 5 years ago, you'd be making some money on it now. If you invested in them 15 or 20 years ago, you'd be sitting real fat. Like, some of those stocks were probably penny stocks or not even publicly traded yet 15 years ago, but they were big companies. And then once they went public, like, if you bought them new, if you knew what you were doing, you would have fucking crazy money right now.
Yeah.
Like, they're...
I also remember being told, and I'm sure this was an exaggeration, but it was, if you go to the store and you buy a brand new computer and you get it home, by the time you get it home, out of the box, set up and running, there's something newer and better on the way to the stores. Like, it's constantly...
It's probably true to the extent of in production, scheduled to go to the store.
Right.
Probably not on a truck in the way. But, right. I mean, coincidence is going to happen where, for sure, there will be times where that happens. It is progressing that fast. Like, AI is fucking crazy. Like, a couple months ago, I was like, oh, this is cool. I typed fucking John Carton's description of what the show's going to be. It's like, describe your event. Really funny guy with microphone comes up, makes you laugh for 20 minutes. Really funny guy with microphone comes up, makes you laugh for 45 minutes. I don't know how to make that compelling. Like, you should just know what stand-up is. So I asked ChatGPT to do it on my fucking iPad, and it showed my history of shit I'd done. I looked up, I didn't even remember doing this, but I looked up the best hashtags for the day. Put it on a post, posted better. Like, shit like that. You can. There's so much you can do with it. But now, like, that was cool a couple months ago, and now there's shit that's, like, scary fast, way better, and they're making fucking AI videos, and, like, Constant Contact, my email thing where I send emails out.
Yeah.
It's fucking telling me I can use this AI that's in beta mode and just go, tattoo shop, Lawton, okay, have fun. And then all I have to do is click approve, and it'll know what my clients might want to see. It'll, like, enhance my ads and all the advertising shit. If I have access to that, imagine what the people that run YouTube, Google type, I mean, Google owns YouTube, but, like, those guys have access to some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like, if my fucking Constant Contact email's like, do you want to try this? It's in beta. Imagine what they're fucking doing that we don't know about yet. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
Also, we still have these huge metal towers. Like, we can't figure that out.
Dude, I watched a video about a guy that changes the light bulbs on those. Like, oh, really tall
ones? The one time that he has to do it, he gets paid like $20,000 for one of them. There's, like, one specific
one. And he does it every 6 months.
Yeah, but he does other ones, too. But yeah. There's, like, the one, he gets a crazy paycheck because he's, like, the only person brave enough to do it or something. Yeah.
Which, and I don't think, it's not even brave enough to do it. I don't think, because I would climb that if I was physically fit enough. We were building a fence around a radio tower one time, and we're just in the middle of nowhere. Not even that tall.
Okay.
Right? I made it about halfway up, and I was like, shit, I'm tired.
Yeah.
If I go all the way to the top, I'm not going to have enough energy to climb back down.
That makes sense.
So I was like, I'm going to start back down now.
So he's in shape.
Yeah.
He's brave. And he's got seniority. I'm assuming he's been doing it for a while. And
yeah.
That's part of it. Like, people are like, well, we're going to offer this job up to 15 guys throughout the whole country because we don't need that many of them, so we only have 100. And then of the 15 guys, we're going to start with who's been here the longest and go down the line, do you want this? Do you want this? And then he said yes. That's probably all it really
but,
is.
Like, there's, you're not really in any danger.
No.
Because, I mean, he's harnessed up. He's got two carabiners on, safety ropes.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Hook one, unhook the other, climb up a few rungs, unhook.
I feel like he's probably got a third thing we don't think about, too. I feel like there's a little bit. Because, like, that's just, like, standard climbing. You would just, one carabiner, never unhook this one until the next one's hooked up. But I feel like they might also have, like, did it show what he had?
Yeah, I watched him. Oh, okay. He just had two.
Okay.
Were you really in Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was in Boy Scouts, too. And I remember one time we went to Red Rock Canyon.
That's I used to go there every
north
year.
North, yeah. Up there.
Oh, Binger?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had family reunions.
And we'd go rappelling.
I rappelled a lot.
Jeffrey Ford, I'll never forget this. Jeffrey Ford couldn't have weighed 72 pounds soaking wet. He was thin, rail thin. He had a giant head, though. And there, you come down a little ways, and there's a ledge. So it was probably, the whole cliff total was 60, maybe 70 feet. It wasn't a giant.
Oh, dang. I'm getting a phone call.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Yes. Okay. I love you, bye. I will. Okay, you're on a podcast. I love you, bye. No, you're good. I just figured you'd let him know.
Yeah. So.
Jeffrey?
Jeff Ford.
Jeff Ford. Got it.
Whole cliff, 60, 70 feet tops. Like, it wasn't that crazy of a cliff.
Are you talking about the everybody's favorite when you go in, you have to go this way and climb, like, hike up around? And
yeah.
And it's right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where my mom got her haircut. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you come down 10 feet, and there maybe more, maybe 15 feet.
10 or 15.
And there's a little, like, ledge.
It's, and then it drops in, yeah.
Right.
It's weird he that gets we both to that. This cliff.
Yeah, he gets to that. There's a twist in his rope.
Okay.
So he leans into the cliff, so there's no tension on his rope, unhooks his figure eight, gets the twist out of it, hooks it back in.
Oh, my God.
Now, we learn this 30 seconds later, he hooked his figure eight upside down. So now there's literally nothing but tension holding it. But as soon as he leans forward to make his push,
uh-huh.
It takes the tension off of it. The rope comes loose.
Uh-huh.
And he just jumps flat on his back. And thank God he only weighed 72 pounds, because I think he kind of floated a little bit. Hit the ground, like a fucking cartoon, a cloud of dust, the shape of his body.
He's going to die?
Fucking gets up like nothing happened.
All right, what's he doing now, though?
I don't know.
I think he worked for the city. I think that motherfucker's filling potholes.
Our scoutmasters immediately know that they're going to jail because they were responsible for this kid dying.
That would be
his
my first
dad.
Thought.
His dad was there too.
Dude, I would immediately be like, "We're all going to jail."
Yeah, and it was
fine.
No injuries,
except the concussion that made him work for the city locked forever.
Yeah,
Other than that, he's fine.
It is weird that we both know the exact same cliff.
It's also weird that I text you a joke about Boy Scouts. I was literally just like, I know this is excessive, but I have all these battery bags. I'm like, I want to record my set tonight, so I have 3 backup batteries for that. So if this gets hot or whatever, we'll have time. These microphones could die, so I want just whatever. And I just had it all plugged up, and I was like, this looks fucking absurd. So I just sent you the picture, and I mean, I will say the things that did stick with me for Boy Scouts are always be prepared.
Yeah.
And if you run faster than anybody, then you probably won't get diddled. That was definitely one of the things. Black kids never got touched. They were always faster.
Yeah.
It was, you just...
Well, what I took from it was that if you run faster than anybody, you probably won't get eaten by wildlife.
Nah.
But I
never got that.
I see where you're going with it.
We weren't even camping. We were just at churches. We were just hanging out. We were camping like 4 times.
Speaking of churches, the other pictures that you sent me...
The Buffalo Wild Wings. Bethlehem Experience?
Yeah.
I was the little dude with the purple. I was a cutie.
Was it... This was a regular...
It happened around Christmas every year. I think we did it for like the whole month.
Oh, okay. I know it was like Christmas or Easter or something.
Yeah,
like
it wasn't... I didn't literally have to dress up every day, but it was pretty weird.
How amazing would it have been if that's what your parents made you wear?
You can wear this to the fucking... We're going to the grocery store.
Get dressed, Andrew.
Get your robe on.
To the grocery store.
Don't
forget your loincloth.
My mom...
It's cold out.
My mom could weave a wicker basket, like, pretty well. So I just walked around and handed out bread that my dad cooked. My mom wove baskets and sold them. And there was a guy that wanted a basket, didn't have enough cash on him. And she stayed in character. And this is her favorite story. This is her favorite thing she's ever done in her entire life. She's so proud of this. She goes, "Would thou trade for the sleeves thine wear about thine legs?" And he said, "Yes." She fucking traded a dude's pants for a basket at a church function. Dude's walking around in underwear at a church function. And she stayed in character and said all the fucking old English shit. And we called bread Laham, which I don't even know why. Like, that would mean that the fucking place we were reenacting was like a girl's name and bread, like Bethlehem. I don't know if that's even... We rented camels. And when you tell a camel... Dude, I know.
Y'all rent candles from Clyde Porter?
I think so.
Not Clyde Porter.
No, that's
something.
Clyde
was the camel's name.
Oh, maybe. I wouldn't know the guy's name then.
His last name was Porter.
It was around Surreal. I know it wasn't even that
Porter
far.
Hill.
That's close enough. Yeah, we didn't have to go very far, and we rented camels. And when you tell him to lay down, you say kush. And I was walking the camels during the day.
He got in trouble. Somebody reported him. He would take his camel to Porter Hill Bait Shop, which is a bar. Mm-hmm. And they had a picnic table outside because a lot of them would just sit outside under shade trees and drink beer. And he would take his camel up there. And his camel, they put a can of beer on the table. Mm-hmm. He'd grab it with his mouth, squeeze it until the top popped. And then that camel would turn it up and chug a beer. And somebody reported him, and he got in trouble for inhumane whatever to an
animal. For letting his fucking giant animal drink
a beer.
One beer.
Yeah.
I feel like if you, like...
We used to live right across the... Because he lived on Mears Porter Hill Road. And when Tana and I first moved in, got our first place...
Can I call my dad real quick?
Yeah.
I really want to know. But go ahead. Like, tell me the story.
We just lived right... So it was weird. Sometimes we would wake up, and I'd look out the front window, and there was camels, like, leaning over the fence.
All right. Now there's camels that the Hillary's own just because they're fucking bougie, I guess. They're like, we got a camel. Somebody told me that the lady, like, the... wife of somebody in that family wanted a camel because she wanted to become a TikTok influencer. And I was like, they have millions of dollars. What? Like, do people do TikTok shit for anything but money at that level? Like, but then I thought about it. I was like, oh yeah, actually, I think that's
recognition. Because they want to be known.
For being a lady with a camel, that's not a special skill. Like, right. I want to be known for, like, making the best tacos or, you know, the most moms or something.
You know, Jen.
Yeah.
My friend. Her son just got a raccoon, and it's cute as hell. It's
you
really
should introduce
awesome
it to my mom and see what she calls it. Go ahead.
It's really a cute little raccoon. Four-legged furry animal.
Yeah,
with a
looks like he's
tail.
About to rob you.
Yeah,
little thumbs.
And what's funny about it is, like, you make it loud because it's still young. It's kind of skittish. If you make a loud noise, right, it just gets as flat as possible.
Yeah, they are fucking awesome.
But, like, apparently they've been sitting around thinking about it. Like,
it's going to be a famous raccoon.
Yeah, we're going to, it's already got its own Instagram.
Yeah, there's not enough raccoons on the internet.
And the raccoon's name is Woodstock.
That's fine.
So.
Was he born in 69?
I don't think so, because it's a baby now.
Yeah, all that's raccoon. Hold on, let me call my dad. Call dad.
Just to confirm.
My Siri's black. I can text myself the N-word and he'll say it.
Is that true?
I mean, I could. Hey, who? Really weird question. Who did we rent camels from when I was a kid?
It was somebody down close to the city. I don't remember the name.
Oh.
I'm trying to put it on speaker. Somewhere in Bowie or around Bowie?
Yeah, somewhere down that way.
Okay. We don't know a guy around Porter Hill that had a camel that we never rented one from over there?
Hang on a second.
Was one of the camels' names Clyde?
Yeah, one of the camels' names was Clyde. Where did we get the camels from? Bethlehem?
This is the best.
Okay, she didn't know.
Okay.
But one of them was Clyde. I remember that.
Okay, well then it's got to be the same guy.
I feel like Clyde's a popular name for camels, though.
Maybe.
If I had a camel, I would name it Clyde.
What are the odds that there were two Clydes in the Lawton area? Like, anyway, we're headed to Bowie for a show, and I was talking to Matt, and we were trying to do a little video podcast thing, and it came up. So, is it okay if you're on the podcast for this part?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's fine.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye.
I would have pissed myself laughing if he would have said, no, I need you to edit me out.
He might. He's an interesting guy. I don't think he has his name on any email accounts. Like, if you email him, you're emailing his middle name.
Really?
Yeah. He's just always been a little, like, he's not paranoid at all. He's just, like, a little cautious.
Yeah.
Like, and he's always been that way about everything. Everything from...
Like, since before identity theft was a thing.
Yeah, like, before identity
cautious.
Theft was a thing, nobody was going to steal his identity. He's like, dude, credit cards? They just... You don't want to let anybody see it. They might have memory. Rain Man.
My buddy J.R. Ross, he would do shows with us, and one of the things he did, because he waited tables. He goes, and I've had people, like, I take them their bill, and they put their credit card in it, and I go, okay, I'll be right back. And they go, nope, I want to see you swipe it. He goes, like, they're afraid I'm going to steal their identity. And he goes, I was like, did you think if I was smart enough to do that, I would be working at El Chico's?
Here's the thing. If I'm smart enough to do that, I'm also smart enough to know the best way to keep my cover is to stay working at El Chico's, run very small identity threat thing where I just sell the card with information to people that are out of state. They use it. I get half for giving them, or I have a fee. This is going to be, you know, $500 for this card. It's a credit card. I already checked. The limit's $10,000. Go nuts. If you're smart enough to do that, you do work at El Chico's because
right.
you do all that. So fuck that joke.
Well, yeah, thanks for ruining this joke.
I'd be a really good audience
buster.
I'd be a good joke buster in the front row.
Yeah.
Tell me another joke. I'll tell you why it doesn't work.
Nope. I don't want you hurting my feelings.
All
the rest
tell me
of
somebody else's joke.
All the rest of the jokes I know are mine. I don't want you hurting
tell me
my
a Theo Vaughn joke.
Hey, welcome to Bellevue.
Thanks.
Have you seen on Kill Tony the new guy, Cam Patterson?
Maybe.
Same last name as you. I promise y'all are not related.
Is
you don't look You don't look anything at all alike.
Is he the big black guy?
No, that's David Lucas.
Oh, okay.
No, he's a small black guy. He's originally from Orlando, Florida.
You're saying I'm not black?
I'm saying with 99.9% certainty,
okay.
You're not black.
All right. I'll ask some other people.
I hate to hurt your feelings and bust your bubble. I know.
Comment if I'm black.
I know that you've been going on this
I've been going on a journey.
Yeah.
Rachel Dolezal. She's not black anymore, but she was for a while.
I don't know who that is.
She ran the NAACP, and she pretended she was black.
Oh, yeah.
She was
okay.
An OnlyFans now.
She has an OnlyFans?
Yeah, somebody's got a joke about it. It's the only reason I know about the OnlyFans. But yeah, she's...
Is she on her OnlyFans as a black lady or a white lady?
As a transracial influencer. That's what she calls
it. So now she's a dude?
No, transracial. So she's black and white. She just changes it. Because she's black on the inside, but her skin is fucking... It's a lot.
I'm not interested in seeing it unless she's black, so...
Same. If you're black, be authentically black if you're going to show me your breast on
right.
the internet. I don't
yeah.
want some fake, whitewashed,
yeah.
black titties. I want some cocoa melons. You know
I
what
want
saying?
Some National Geographic ski slope.
Now I can tag cocoa melon in this because I said cocoa melons. Cocoa like chocolate. Melon like large breast. Okay.
There we go.
We lost it again. Whew. We're handling it, dude.
Yeah.
We're getting there. We're in Bellevue, Texas.
We're 12 miles from our destination.
How do you know?
Because there's a sign back there. It said 12 miles to Bowie.
Okay. But what if the bar's 13 miles from here?
I could be, give or take.
We're going to the rack?
Give or take a mile or a half. Yeah. But my life goal, I've always been trying to get to Iraq.
Iraq?
Iraq.
Oh, I was like, Iraq sounds...
To a
so
rack.
Have you ever talked to anybody that is white but still says instead of saying Iran or Iran, how do they say it? They say it like weird. That's not gonna make any sense if I don't know how they say it. Fuck it. It's cool. What's your favorite candy bar?
Mine? Whatchamacallit.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah. But what I hate is that you
why is yours British and mine's black?
Because I think a British woman voice is sexy.
Same reason for mine.
100%. There's nothing sexier than seeing a black woman, a pretty black woman,
no,
and she got a British accent.
She's always a spy, though. You know she's a spy.
Yeah.
Hello. What if I dress up in blackface and I sound like
the answer's no.
Okay. That was a swervy. One time I called Dakota. I prank called him, said I was from Square. And it was about Cash App.
Yeah.
Because they own Cash App. And I said that I forgot what I said my name was, but it was a woman's name. And I just kind of like tried to sound like I was Indian and British mixed together because I was like, I don't know what kind of fucking accent to do.
Right.
I had him on the phone for like 8 or 9 minutes. And then when I told him it was me, later on, I'm talking to him in person, I was like, how did you not fucking catch that sooner? He goes... Well, I was thinking it was suspicious because you said Square, and Square doesn't own Cash App. And I was like, yeah, they do. He goes, oh, well, shit, I don't know. I was like, how? Oh, that's cool. I want an e-bike so bad.
Do you really?
Yeah. It should look cool.
So that you can ride with Brandy and not have to pedal?
No, I actually like the work part. I wouldn't even use it. I just think they're neat. I want one with shocks on it so I can bounce around. Ooh,
there's a 1982 jet ski.
It's a Kawasaki. Dude, I wish I could turn this camera around so y'all can see the beauty that is. That's a Adidas visor with highlighted tips. Like, that's a...
For sure. You know, that's the,
you know the necklace?
Yeah, the visors that they sell that have the fake hair?
Yes.
When it was, when that was real.
Yes. Or that's the visors that the guy took it. He bought it not at the Buckle. He bought it at Walmart. But to make it look like he bought it at the Buckle, he sanded the edges of it.
Yeah, and then wore it backwards and upside down.
My cousin was on all them trends.
Really?
Shout out to Dave, Davey, David Thompson, Christian musician.
Are all of those?
Yeah, he changed his name every 2 years.
Oh.
I can't keep track. I don't know what to call him, so I call him Davey.
Yeah. Call him all of them.
He was Davey till I was 12. Then he was Dave, because he was, like, more serious.
Right.
Then he was David. That's, like, the most serious. Yeah. Like, Dave, you know. But his dad's David. So then he was David.
Like, have you ever gone by Andy?
No. I've been Andrew, never forever. Andy. I mean, my brother called me Kid with 2 Ds. We had to write it down when I was a kid. He wanted me to have a nickname, so I was Kid for, like...
That's my daughter's nickname, is Kid.
But it's just like 1D, like she's a
yeah,
child.
Just 1D.
My nickname...
You were like Kid in play.
Like Kid Craddock in the morning.
He's dead.
Yeah. That
not,
character.
Not then.
No, he was alive then.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was very alive. And then he had a heart attack. I think he did cocaine, though.
Speaking of cocaine,
I'm going to try this joke out tonight between... Am I hosting or am I... Do we know?
I don't know.
I feel like if... I think if Tebow hosts, that'd be cool.
You and Wayne... told me I was supposed to be in Bowie tonight, so I got in your car. Like, I would be the easiest kid to kidnap. Like, hey, you're supposed to be somewhere. I'm like, all right.
All right,
you can I sit in the front seat?
So, I don't know what we're doing, but I think you're doing time, and I would assume I'm either hosting or doing like 10 or 15. I wrote 15. I did my 8-minute set plus a joke or two. Like the 8-minute set from the Marty Show, I just took that set and changed out a joke for a longer joke and then added a joke. So it's like really like 12.
Yeah.
Anyway, if I do host, I want to do this between comics, but not during comics. But like, I saw a commercial. I was high on edibles at a hotel after the concert, and there was a Red Bull commercial, and it said Red Bull gives you wings. And I was like, didn't they get sued for that? So then I wrote it down. Had sex, woke up, took a shower, had sex, read it, then researched it. Had to, you know,
clear
had
your
sex
mind.
Twice. Yeah, I wish Brandy was there for it. She was,
wish it wasn't by myself.
I call it having sex. No, that looks like a car fire, but it's just parts from somebody moved and just that's where they left
the
shit.
The truck was loaded. They flipped a truck, and the only thing they picked up was the truck.
Anyway, the Red Bull gives you wings. The commercial says Red Bull gives you wings, and it has three eyes in it. And I was like, okay. So I research it. They did get sued and settle out of court for $13 million. Class action lawsuit because people drank Red Bull, didn't get wings. That's absurd, right? But after the show, I'm going to be selling cocaine because the difference was the three eyes.
Is this true?
Yeah, everything except the cocaine is true. So they added the three eyes. I can't prove that that's what happened, why they're still getting away with it. But if you got sued for it and then you kept doing it, you changed something. I can't find any old ads that say Red Bull gives you wings with one eye. But the joke, how I would say it on stage would be like, so they changed it to where it has three eyes in it. So instead of Red Bull gives you wings, Red Bull gives you wings. So after this show, I'll be selling cocaine. We're not supposed to be in Wichita Falls tonight, are we?
No.
Okay.
No, my brain hurts because are you serious?
Like, I'm serious. They settled.
Somebody said.
They settled out of court for $13 million. Do you
because,
want my theory on it?
Because your commercial said that Red Bull will give me wings.
It's false advertising. I drank so much Red Bull.
What they should have done is the people that sued them, they should have mailed them.
A set of wings.
A set of, like, straps. Like the angel wings that Victoria's Secret models
or like
wear.
If you ever watched Touched by an Angel, like those cheesy ass wings. Or if you ever watched the Andy Griffith Show, no, Matlock. He had a friend that was an angel in the later episodes. There was a homeless guy that was an angel that showed up with some shitty ass wings.
Really?
I think so.
I gotta go back and watch Matlock now. I gotta watch all 42.
Andy Griffith was on his porch and he was old. So it wasn't
Andy Griffith.
And Matlock, the only reason I remember anything about Matlock is every killer had black leather gloves. Every single fucking time. They didn't have a pair of brown leather gloves. They didn't have rubber gloves.
Was a show? Did your parents watch much TV?
Yeah.
What was a show that your parents watched that you hated as a kid, but now you would watch it?
I don't know. I was just happy to be able to watch anything. So I liked everything my dad watched. I watched fucking MASH, Andy Griffith Show, Bonanza, Gunsmoke.
Like my mom watched Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, that one's brutal.
But I would watch it now.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. It comes on at like 4 in the morning. I see it.
That's about when I'm going to bed.
I'll go to sleep watching Monk and then wake up watching fucking Murder, She Wrote right here.
Yeah.
We're going to the rack, y'all. But no, I think there's a joke there. I think the idea of, as long as I explain it properly, I don't think the first 3 times I'm going to get a laugh on it. But I do think anytime you say, I'll be selling cocaine,
yeah,
it's kind of silly. But like the idea of it is, 3 I's is all they had to do. So if I just emphasize, all they had to do was change the spelling and pronunciation. You're not going to get wings. No. You're going to get wings, way different. So if you see me after the show in the parking lot, I'll be selling cocaine.
Is it because wings is not a real thing?
Yes.
And that's why they get away with it?
I believe so. But the thing is, this is my take on it. I think they settled out of court. Why am I assuming I turned there? I think they settled out of court for $13 million because they knew if they settled out of court, it would get more press than if they won it. Because if they won it, it would just be the big guy won a thing. It wouldn't even make the news. It might be like a one-day headline in like a regular newspaper, like so class action lawsuit against Red Bull.
So the advertise or the spotlight that they got from it was worth $13 million.
Yeah. I mean, same thing with the Spotify deal with Joe Rogan. Like, they spent well over $100 million. The public numbers are definitely off.
Right.
But they just know what's the lowest number that's going to be holy shit, that's going to grab everybody's attention, that won't fuck us in negotiations when the next guy that has the same amount of views hits us up and says, I want a deal and I want mine to be the same amount.
Right.
So we'll say $100 million. And then they got $500 million in advertising because I would have never in my life thought of listening to a podcast on Spotify. I would have never thought of Spotify as a place to listen to podcasts. Wouldn't even know when they put video on it that they had video because I just listened to it. It's just an audio app. But now they're competing only in the podcast world. They're competing with fucking YouTube because you can watch the podcast on it. So that was, I mean, I'm not saying that was the only reason they did it. Like, obviously his podcast is worth a bunch of money and they're,
right,
anything where it's exclusive, you're like, okay, we know people are going to be on our platform, which is going to up our ad revenue. But I think the ads, I think the fucking news as advertising, every time Joe Rogan gets into some shit, Spotify's brought up.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's like, who's going to boycott Spotify? Like, you can't not listen to Spotify just because they have a guy that said, I think maybe 16 vaccines before your 4th birthday is a bad idea. Like, I don't think he's going to get in trouble for that.
Right.
And actually, everything people were mad at him about now, like, the extreme left that was mad at him is agreeing. Like, oh, yeah, we're a little, you know, it didn't work, but we're out there, you know? That was the shittiest vaccine of all time. Did it work for anybody, the COVID vaccine?
I don't know. I took them.
But did you get COVID?
No.
Oh, worked for you. I got COVID a lot. I didn't get it, so. But it's just like half of them didn't work. The fucking.
Well, I say, okay.
Did you get multiple or did you get that Johnson & Johnson?
No, I got.
That's like the great value one.
I think I've had two or three.
Damn, and I was a doctor?
I'll say that, no.
Oh, I just. Right. I'd read that.
The first time I got COVID before it was cool. Like back before they actually knew it, before it had a name.
Oh, okay. I was like, I got it when it was cool.
Because, like, I never get that sick. I never go to the doctor. I called my daughter and I said, hey, where are you? And she's somewhere. I said, I need you to come get me and take me to the hospital. Like, something's not.
Damn.
Something's not. And I went and they're like, oh, yeah, you have an upper respiratory
infection.
It was like
Christmas before.
Yeah, like right after Christmas.
I was like, I know the first I heard of anybody getting it.
Or maybe it was before.
December. Yeah. I was just going to say December.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about it on the news in like maybe February or even January. But there was so much time. It says it's right. There it is. Oh, that's a big boy.
Sure enough.
Where do you want to park?
Some place that we can park and not carry shit 400 yards.
I mean, I'll carry shit 400 yards. Yeah. All right. Well, that concludes this episode of Matt and Andrew Make a Podcast in the car on the way to Bowie talking about boobies. I didn't know Bowie was this big. I'm going to leave that in.